Stop worrying. Tears of utter joy flowed freely down my face as I said, "Thank you, Lord, for bringing me to heaven with you again."
"My daughter, I noticed that you worry about everything I ask you to do. I have told you many times not to worry, daughter, and you're not obeying me in this."
"Lord, I'm sorry. It's just that I can't seem to stop worrying. All I want to do is the work you've called me to do for you. I want to do it the way you tell me to, and all this causes me to worry."
"I don't want you to be concerned about anything from now on,"
he directed.
"I am going to take care of everything for you. Watch out for some people because they will give you wrong advice. That is why, while you are writing the book, I do not want you to leave town, and I don't want anyone else to come to your house except your family."
The Lord was more explicit with his instructions than he'd ever been before. I listened intently as he went on.
"Did you notice that no one has come to visit you since I took you to heaven?"
"Well, yes. It seems that every time I invited someone to come or made arrangements for company, something always happened to change their plans."
"Now you know why, my daughter. I want you to concentrate on the book with no interruptions. This book is very important to me, and it will be a special blessing for my children. Whatever you do, I want you to talk to me first. Everything about this book has to be my will."
The Lord's clear message rang in my heart as we left the pond, returned to the white building, and changed into our regular clothing. Then we returned to the beach on earth, and the Lord said,
"Daughter, you see this beach is so much different from the beach you saw in my kingdom."
"Lord, everything you showed me in your kingdom was so beautiful, except for the sad things you showed me."
"This is why I chose you to do this work. I do not want any of my children to have to go to the pit. It is all up to them, either to believe or not to believe. I'll talk to you more about this later, my child."
He then reached over and embraced me. When he departed, the shaking of my body stopped. The power he was unleashing in my body was beginning to heal the weak places in my character that remained from my childhood. I was learning how to be more confident, how to reach out and truly trust the Lord, but I still struggled with certain worries and fears. On March 19, the Lord spent 2 hours with me from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I shook for half an hour and then groaned in the Spirit for an additional 15 minutes that morning. Then I heard the pleasant, compelling sound of the Lord's voice speaking to me. He took me by the hand, and we went back to the beach. My body underwent its supernatural transformation, and I found myself wearing a white robe like the one Jesus had on. We then ascended the mighty mountain along the narrow road. I noticed a large rock where we sat for a rest. The length of time my earthly body had to endure the manifestations preceding the Lord's visit was inordinately long, so I knew this visit would be a very special one. My mind raced with thoughts of anticipation and joy. What will the Lord show me today? Where will He take me? Jesus broke my reverie by saying,
"I know you're still worried about the things I told you and showed you. I told you to stop worrying."
The tone of his voice sounded angry and severe.
"You do not trust my words."
I knew immediately what he meant. I was still worrying about the book, even after what he had shared with me the last time. He had told me that every detail would be carefully handled by him, but I still felt intimidated by such an important project. I was truly overwhelmed by the magnitude of the assignment. I began to cry tears of shame and repentance at the Lord's rebuke. I put my hands together, bowed my head, and began to plead. "Please forgive me, Lord. No matter how hard I try not to worry, Lord, I still end up worrying about all this.
From now on, Chunam, I want you to stop worrying. I do not want you to worry about anything. Some people will not believe you, but you don't need to worry about that. My daughter, I am simply using you for this book. It is my book, and I will take care of it. As I told you at the beginning, it will take a while to prepare you for this work. So do not worry. Leave everything to me. If you worry, you are not making me happy.
Lord, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
I know you do not know many things, but I see that you are pure-hearted. I know that you believe everything about me. I have seen your obedience, and I know you fear my words. I want you to concentrate only on my work and nothing else. I am pleased about everything about you, my daughter. After you finish this book, I will bless you more than you ever wanted.
Lord, the only blessing I want is for my whole family to please you more than anything in their lives.
Because you are what you are, I chose you for this work. This is my book and my responsibility. I will take care of everything. Don't ever worry again. I always want you to be happy because you are my special daughter.
Lord, I need Roger to help me with so much of your work.
Your husband is going to serve me through you. I have many plans for both of you. So prepare your hearts to serve me. It will all begin to happen very soon. Now I must take you back.
We walked back down from the mountain. While we walked on the sand, I felt incredibly happy. It was as if a great burden had been lifted from my shoulders. Truly, the Lord had shown me many new and important things, things that brought healing and freedom to my timid soul. After the Lord left me this morning, I felt like a new person.